Well, as I was praying before the service this morning, the Lord spoke to me two things. Whenever Danny had what the Lord gave him about praying in God's order, you know, as I was speaking one day, I had Billy Brim come up. And I've been asking him, okay, I want context. And he said, she helps the prayers. That was what was passed from Phil Haversham, it was passed to her to help the end time prayers. And I'd been asking the Lord, and the Lord had spoken to Danny about we need prayer cover. And I said, Lord, we need it. And I said, Lord, have Billy and her team pray for us. They're here to help the prayers. Because we're on the front lines, whether we realize it or not. And we see this last week just what happened. Let me read this to you. Then I have something else. This is by Anna Marie Strawhan. Life in the Faith Lane, it's called. God stamped the number 10 on this Roe v. Wade decision this morning. We're being shown that God is carrying out His plans for His order, for His kingdom. Get ready, the kingdom is coming. I like this lady. I saw a report where the decision from the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade came at 10:10 a.m. Eastern Time. Biblically, the number 10 means God is bringing all things into His divine order and according to His commandments. 10 commandments. Thou shalt not kill. We also have many powerful scriptures with 10:10, including the one posted by Nancy Drew earlier on her Telegram. Many are seen in getting revelation of God being the one doing these moves of His glory and breakthrough for righteousness to be restored in this nation. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Remember, it's Him who defines the perfect order. It's the number 10 where God reveals His plan and sets things in order according to His plan and His kingdom. I told Danny yesterday, I wrote it down here, rumored also from Justice Thomas, they'll also be considering same-sex marriage because it was pushed into the Supreme Court, taken away from the rights of each state, just like abortion was. So there's good things coming. Okay. All right, the next thing the Lord said to me this morning, the Lord says to you that you have a spiritual legacy passed down to you by your paternal grandmother, Ansel Ann Love. So you can do with that what you want. I don't know how you delve into that. But anyway, that musical ability and gifting is a spiritual legacy. A legacy is passed from generation to generation. It has been passed to you from Ansel. Okay. All right. This morning, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. Going Back in the Box is the name of it. I did a Yandex search, and this came from a website, Solarian.com. What is a Pandora's box? Pandora opened a jar left in her care containing sickness, death, and many other unspecified evils which were then released into the world. This is what the Lord says. Just as it appears that Pandora's box has opened and atrocities have been leashed on the world, you will soon see them going back into their box, aka the pit. That book, The Portal, Pulling the Portal, it was all about the demonic entities. They were hovering around the opening, waiting on someone to open this portal to let them out. And they ended up in the end going back. Okay. Satan's bag of tricks has run out as well as his time. I'm rounding them up like a child gathering up its toys and putting them into the toy box and closing the lid. As you've been observing, the tide is turning slowly, but it has been in a slow turn for quite a while now. The terrors have now been fully exposed, all of their hiding places exposed, and they have no place to run or hide. This day is here. Isaiah 14. I'm going to start with verse 1. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou hast made what thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up thy proverb against the kingdom of Babylon, or the king of Babylon, and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and now hindereth. The whole world is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hail from beneath is moved from thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation on the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trotteth underfoot. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, saith the Lord. That's the bloodlines going there. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and the pools of water, and I will sweep it from the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. That's good news to me. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian, that's the little horn, Antichrist, in my land, upon my mountains, tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off thy shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, who shall turn it back? Nobody. They're going where the worm never dies. This is, Jesus talked about that. This is Mark chapter 9. That was brought up in that passage, where the worm never dies. What it says to me, it's a living death. A living death. 9, verse 42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, It is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off, for it is better for thee to enter into this life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Doesn't that sound like it's just eternal death? And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. If thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. All right. This is what the Lord says. Continue as a team, for you are winning. Where we go one, we go all. We looked last week at Numbers 13 and 14 with the children of Israel. They sent them over as spies into the land. And when they came back, two had the good report and the other 10 didn't. So 14, the ones that said that they would not go in, decided to go in, and then they got defeated because God said, I'm not with you anymore. Joshua 2, 6 and 7, it talks about the instructions that God gave Joshua on what they were to do. Go around the city one time every day for 6 days, the last day 7 times. Nobody was to say one word. But when he said shout, they were to shout. And how he spoke and the sun stood still. In 133, where how wonderful, beautiful it is for us to dwell in unity. It's like the anointing on the top of the head that ran down the garment and unto the skirts of Aaron's priestly robe. There he commands the blessing. All right. Championships are won by teams. I don't need any lone rangers, but teams that are moving in agreement so that my anointing can flow.